It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, it's me, it's Pinky the Pig, and it's time for our show, and today is Fabulous 5-Minute Friday, and I'm here with my excellent friend, Mildred the Cow.
Hi, Pinky. How are you?
Fabulous. And how are you?
Fabulous.
And today is the first day of July. 30 days in June. 30 days have September, April, June, and November.
Right, so June only had 30 days.
Yeah, just July the 1st. What's up?
Well, you know, it's really curious. I was reading and I was realizing that there was this author in France, a French author, and the name George Sand.
Okay.
But this is in the 19th century, a very popular, successful author. But it turns out George Sand was a woman.
What? George? Georgie girl. I did that song, and every Tuesday I sing a song. If you want to go back Tuesdays, you can hear all my songs.
Right, George was actually a woman. Her name, Amantine Lucille Aurore Dupin. She went by Aurore. But what she did is because no one would take her seriously being a female author, so she took on a man's name, and she became very popular in the 19th century. She was born in Paris in 1804, and she was also considered to be somewhat promiscuous.
I don't know what that means.
Right, and regardless, she would wear men's clothing, and at the time in France, a woman would have to have a permit to do so.
Yeah, brother.
Right, but regardless, she was an excellent writer, and they acknowledged her because they thought she was a guy.
Wow.
Her novels focused on the poor people living in the country. And what's really unusual is that her works were recognized almost instantly. And, I mean, many times it takes years for an author to be recognized.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Right.
Yeah, it used to drive me crazy when people would change their name, the authors and the movie stars and stuff, but I've accepted it better now.
Well, that's good. And, you know, Mark Twain did the same.
That's not his real name?
No. Samuel Clemens is Mark Twain's real name, and he got that name. That term actually is a term that the riverboat captains would say when they would check how deep the water was, the depth of the water.
Yeah.
And if it was 12 feet, safe for the riverboats that day, they would shout out, "Mark Twain!"
I'm on that.
And even Charles Dickens.
Well, yeah? Is that his real name?
It is, but he first started out writing, he used the name Boz, B-O-Z. And George Eliot?
Oh, sure, that author. I've heard that many times.
Also another woman.
George Eliot? Another woman? Another Georgie girl?
Right. Her real name, Mary Ann Evans. And she was in the 19th century. So she, you know, she just adapted that. If she gave herself a male name, she would be taken more seriously.
Yeah, that's pathetic.
Well, here's the thing. They wouldn't even give her the time of day. This way, at least, they would recognize her, and then she could say, aha.
Yeah, have that aha moment.
Right.
Yeah, because before, they wouldn't even give her the time of day, but she figured if you can't beat them, join them. And now, once you join them, now you're going to get their attention, and they're going to look at you, and then you can prove who you really are.
Ah, that's pretty clever.
Yeah, life is a chess game, baby.
I think you're right.
Okay. We did a podcast about chess.
Yes, we did.
And we invited our listeners to go back to previous episodes. Just scroll through the titles and click on the ones that suit your fancy.
Okay, Pinky.
Okay, Mildred, you have a great week, and we'll talk on Monday.
Okay.
Love you.
I love you.